All right, so I cannot start this conversation right without having a jab at a group of people. I can't resist it. I'm sorry. You know, I really can't resist it. Because our conversation, interestingly, is a follow-up of what was had on the Hard Facts yesterday with Dayo. I got to listen in, you know, talking about, you know, the change of, you know, nomenclature. Yeah, lawmakers and their title. Now, members of the House of Representatives may all drop the title Honorable soon. Now, this is because Speaker of the House, Femi Gbajamila, has sponsored a bill seeking to change the lawmakers' appellation to representatives. Now, the legislation is titled A Bill for an Act to Amend the Legislative House's Powers and Privileges, the Act 2017, and it seeks to define the designation and address before the name of a member of the National Assembly. Now, this is my question. What is in a title? Because, for example, I grew up knowing that a lot of doctors, and if you're a medical doctor, this is not really a job, it's actually a fact, right? I went to medical school, I started out in medical school anyway. But anyway, point is, I got to live with a lot of doctors, and I know that a lot of medical doctors have a godlike complex. A lot of them. A lot of doctors think they are mini or demigods. They talk down on people sometimes, even their wives. Sometimes I've had doctors say, no, that's not how it's done. You know, it should be done this way because this is the best way. This is how we're trained to say it and do it, you know. You know, so yeah, some doctors, a lot of doctors have, you know, godlike complexes. And so when they're introduced, they like to be introduced as Dr. So-and-so. Now, I know within the younger generation, it's a bit flexible. There are not a lot of them. It's not a blanket statement. I didn't say all doctors, but we know back in medical school, from anatomy classes, from physiological classes, you know, even the biochemistry classes, when the doctors would take us on some of them, a lot of them had godlike mentalities, godlike egos, terrible. Okay? So they were big on the, you know, nomenclature. When you go into public places, we'd like to introduce so and so. If you miss the doctor, problem. It's a problem for you. If you miss the sir, if the person is a knight, for example, problem for you. I don't know if lawyers quite have that, but I know as we open the phone lines, we'll find out. So we're going to have that conversation right now. So what is in a title? Is it really important? How important is it to a particular role? Because here comes the big clincher for us. Because I know along the line of religious, you know, nomenclature, you know, it is almost impossible, particularly in the Catholic Church, to just refer to a priest as just Mr. It's usually Reverend Father, you know. So it does seem as though that there are some professions, there are some, you know, roles that the title must be used in the description of that person. And finally, when I was younger in the Nigerian airspace on television, there used to be this television show. I think, was it Funke or Joke that was in that? I don't know how many of you saw it. It was titled The Honorables. How many of you got to see The Honorables back on Nigerian television years ago, probably in the late 90s or early 2000s? Yeah, 90s. The Honorables. It was a show about a man who was, yes, an honorable, a member of the Senate, you know, and his wife and all the shenanigans, you know, and the wife was always very, very certain to let you know that she is the wife of honorable. Yeah, exactly. So how honorable are you? How important is it for those titles to be used?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
So what is in a title? How important is it for that title to be used? And must it be used? Are there certain roles that you must have those titles, you know, made mention of for it, you know, to carry a sense of, levity, if I can say so? Smart number 0700923 0923. Drop your name and your location and you'll be patched through to us here in the studio. Also, go on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Also, you find us on Facebook and on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. I had a very interesting listen. I had enjoyed myself listening to Daya yesterday talk about this. But once again, please focus on my question. We're not talking about the legality, if it's really important for the honorables, if they have actually acted as honorables. I'm speaking generally, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer, a priest, an architect. How many architects do you get to be to hear being described as architect? You know, I don't know. Is this original thing? How important are titles, basically? Let's find out from you this morning. Just drop your name with the call screener. Let us know where you're calling from. 93, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good morning.
Welcome, Zion.
Titles are very important.
Really?
They are earned. You don't dash it out. Especially here in the African culture. You don't just claim yourself to be a title when you have nothing to show. Before they title you Ago, do you know what you have done? Before they title you Any, do you know what you... Our titles are basically how industrious, how much land you have conquered.
Let me ask you now. So let's say somebody becomes an Agu. Must you describe him as Agu, Zion, Otumbereke, one of his village? I'm just asking.
If you don't give him those titles, it's offensive, it's annoying. You demoralize him.
Really?
A man that has killed a lion. That one is on his bracelet. You see the teeth of a lion.
Wow.
So he's putting on the iron skin, the lion skin. You want to call him with an ordinary name. Do you know the bravery he took that he killed the lion? A man that fought elephant and fought each other and the toxin in his hand. Do you know what he took him?
What about doctors?
Politicians may want to remove that honorable from their name. To me, it's an insult to that office.
Really?
As an honorable, do you know what it takes?
Wait, pause, Zion. So now that you've narrowed down to the politicians, they want to talk about removing the honorable from, you know, their title and description. Let's be honest. Do you think the Nigerians see these men and women in those hallowed chambers as honorable?
That is their own perception. For this man, you voted for him. He didn't disappear to the hallowed chamber. Before he became the honorable or better title, it means that you have been voted for or voted by your people to represent them, which means you are honorable enough to represent them.
Sarah Barry is in Bori. We have Daniel also waiting on the line. Sarah Barry, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Sarah Barry.
Welcome.
That's so as important as it is. I think with time, Nigeria will have this impact of title. So, like you're saying, people who give a certain office, they say, no, I'm not Pastor Bishop this. So, you know, Reverend, I'm Reverend this. So important to them, not just that I am a servant of God, I want to address me with the particular stage of title.
Yes.
You know, and I'm not saying we should talk about how honorable they are speaking, because a honorable that puts in a honorable that doesn't, I don't know how honorable the person is.
That's the person is.
But, you know, we should be able to decide a title. Okay, a medical doctor is addressed as doctor. So, a PhD now addressed as doctor. Now, we don't know the one that they talk about it. You know, come on, you know the way he said.
You think he's medical doctor? Yes.
No, now people are having academic doctors, honorable doctors, and that. So, but I want to say, like, when you said the Reverend Father, most people don't know. But if you see a Reverend Father's dress, can even know that this is the human father.
Okay. All right, sir. All right. Thank you very much. All right, so when you see a priest, a Catholic priest in particular, you know, you can say, yes, this is a priest, a Catholic priest. This is a reverend father. So, yes, you should describe him as such. Okay. But what is really in a title? Like Sarah Barry said, these days people have academic degrees. You know, people study for a PhD. Oh, by the way, Superstar ISO is not just a Superstar ISO anymore, just in case you did not know. Those of you who are big fans of Kula FM, you got to listen to ISO every evening from about 6 in the evening, and have yourself a wonderful time as she brings you not just the latest gossip, but you know, some of the best music you can ever listen to. Number one, the hit music station, that's on Kula FM. Superstar ISO is no longer Superstar ISO. It's Doctor. Yes. She has a PhD, but you know, we don't call her doctor around here. You know, what's in the title? Daniel, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Welcome, please.
Gee, Daniel Imoget was back.
Do I call you Doctor Chief, His Royal Highness?
Within my locality here, I'm not trying to promote myself. Hello?
Yes, what's the title?
Yes.
Do I call you chief?
If they don't add chief to you, even if you have a little matter now, go to the police and they ask you, who are you? You just say your ordinary name. You are nobody.
Really?
But thank God I rejected chief sensor title in the year 2003.
Interesting.
That is the way it is. You see, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Supposing Donald Duke, after 8 years of governing Cross River State, did not take any chief sensor title. What do you think about that? P2B, supposing he is adding Sir Doctor P2B, how do you look at it?
It's a title.
Then, if the Rev, they want to use Rev only and not honorable, yeah, they just want to differentiate themselves from councillors, even disappointed ones, if you don't add honorable to them, they just want to take it a little bit higher. That's the way I look at it.
Really? But you think just being called, you think just being called rep?
Because you don't have to classify them with an ordinary councillor. That is why they want to use rep.
Interesting take there, Daniel.
Thank you very much.
Interesting take. Walter is in Rupaku. Walter, good morning. We have a minute and 20 seconds for you. Good morning, please.
Good morning, my brother.
Welcome.
You see, this thing you want to do will not be okay.
Why? Why wouldn't it be?
Listen to me. Not all of us will be in the House of Rep or Assembly. At least for you being there, it takes you time. You spend your time before you were elected, this and that, all the run up money spent.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have your certificate because you don't have any paper. It cannot be there. So that honorable should be attached to their name. It should be, please. If they try to remove it, that will cause an havoc.
How will it cause an havoc? Because don't forget, Femi is saying, look, they'll still be awarded their titles, their rights and whatever.
It's not okay.
It's not okay,
but they should leave their title with them.
All right, Walter said that you leave their titles with them. Once again, give you an example of another title. Sir, when someone receives a knighthood, whether from the British Empire or from the church, you are regarded as Sir. Lewis Hamilton was knighted by the late Queen. So he's Sir Lewis Hamilton. I wonder if he's very, you know, serious about people referring to him as Sir Lewis Hamilton. I don't know. What's in a name? What's in a title? Back after this break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. Nigeria.
Yes, welcome back. It's 10:28 now, 10:29 a.m. Aha, yes, clock's pretty accurate here these days. It's always been, by the way. All right, so 10:29 a.m. Good morning to you. It's January the 3rd, 2023. What is in a title? How important is it to have a title attached to your name? Like I made mention of, I've lived and worked with doctors, and over the years, I got to realize that a lot of doctors, not just in Nigeria, by the way, almost everywhere in the world, have godlike egos. And I mean godlike. A lot of doctors walk around like they can do and undo. This is not to say that they're bad. No, don't get me wrong. Right? And the same thing I got to experience with what you call these individuals. There's a term they like to call themselves these days. Aha, venture capitalist. Mm-hmm. You know those guys who, you know, will get 1 million, invest in one business, and then the business makes like 15 million, and then they either sell it off, and then they come out. They think that they have the solution to every problem. They look around and like, oh, that's a small thing, I can do it. And when you make a suggestion, like, no, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because it didn't come from them. Yeah, it didn't. Anywho. But what is in a title? Should they be called doctors? I've met, and I know a few doctors who, for them, it's not a big deal if you refer to them as Dr. OK or Dr. Jude or Dr. Jane or Dr. Okoko. No, they don't mind. In fact, in public, you know, just introduce them as James. Oh, this is James. All right. And if the conversation does get to the point where you need to ask, oh, what does James do? He now goes, oh, I'm a doctor. You know, I do this and that. Okay, fine. Now, there are people who are like, no, me, 10 years in medical school. Ah, you must call me doctor. Must. My son, I don't know if you met those kind of parents. My son is a lawyer. But do lawyers actually have that same thing? If you're a lawyer, please call in, tell us. How was, a law school? Did you have lawyers who would go, ah, you must refer to me as barrister, you know? Those dramas those days, they said, my learned colleague here, I wonder if they do that these days, refer to themselves as, ooh, my learned colleague. Anywho, what's in the title? After all, you know, Bajamila is trying to get the title of honorable out. And some people are saying, yay! But is it that serious? Because whether he's there or not, have they really improved? Let's get to hear from you. As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make mention of it. That means don't make unsubstantiated claims. And whilst we're at it, please don't make comments that will be seen as inciting.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We have Knowledge in Ozoba. Knowledge, good morning to you. Compliments of the season. Happy New Year as well.
Yes, same wishes, Jude. Same wishes. Long time. I'm happy to hear from you.
Good to have you join us. Welcome, Knowledge.
Yeah. I'm talking about this title of a thing, but I don't know where it comes from because the last time I checked, I have never seen a professor who owns a university in this world. I'm still checking. So
I think the affair Babalola University is owned by a professor.
That Babalola University, he was not a professor when he owned that university, my brother. That's the truth, yes. So, see, this thing about entitlement, to me, is nothing. A man is always a man, despite his title and the rest. If he's going to be bad, he's going to be bad. If he's going to be good, he's going to be good. The title does not add value to anything. It is you. The childhood shows the man as the morning shows the day. If you're going to be a bad child, it's from the childhood. If you're going to be a good child, it's from the childhood. Understand? So the title has nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
To do with anybody. Nothing. I'm telling you. It's just a name that makes you look different from others. But when you need help, you still come down from that your ego to look for that help. So that means it's nothing.
Knowledge is so important. Paul is in the greater. Thank you very much, Knowledge. Paul, good morning to you. Welcome, please.
Thank you. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year to you, Paul.
Okay, so titles are interesting for, you know, a number of reasons. You know, first of all, society by its nature is, you know, in a hierarchical, systemized, you know, order. And what that means basically is that, you know, You have those at the bottom tier, you have those at the middle tier, and you have those, you know, at the very top.
Mm.
Understand? And titles function, you know, as a way to distinguish those, you know, those from the bottom and those from the middle, and, you know, those for the those at the top. And, you know, it's very important because, you know, the ability to transition from one tier to another, you understand, says a lot about, you know, the effort you've.
Okay, I was liking that conversation. You know, the ability to get a title shows the effort you put. If you didn't quite get that, you know, he basically mentioned that society, particularly human society, is stratified. The same way it is in a beehive, the same way it is in an ant colony. There is stratification. You have the ant workers, you have the soldiers, you have the king, and you have the queen. Well, in some insect culture, it's more the queen. They are just males who just, you know, fertilize the eggs and the queen produces. So each strata is important. There's a role they play. And so for you to identify them, there should be a title. Ima is in Ebonyi. Good morning to you, Ima. Welcome, please.
Good morning, bro. Julie.
It's a pleasure to have you join us. Good morning, please.
Compliments of the season.
I wish you the same.
Yes, Brother Jude. Even the Almighty God who made this great world and made us and brought us to his great world, he recognizes titles too. In the book of 1 Timothy 3, from verse 1, God says, I will make some persons that are sincere to me. I'll make them bishops. And today we'll have bishops. And that's a big title, differentiates them from other people. In Ephesians, he said, I will make some pastors, apostles, teachers, and prophets. And so in the secular world, if somebody has suffered to study through the grace of God from primary school to university and gets first degree and gets suffers to get master's and suffers to get PhD, I think that title should be given to that person. Then traditionally, if the community or village sees that somebody has a reasonable life and a genuine character, I think the community is free now to give the person a traditional title. They are not bad. Titles differentiate people from other people to know that some persons have good characters. And so, I am of the opinion that people should be given titles when they merit those titles. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. JJ is a Rumigbo. JJ, are you a sir, a chief, a doctor, His Royal Majesty?
None for now.
No, for now, okay.
But not that we've attained righteousness, but we are still pressing on.
You're pressing forward. Very good.
Yes. You remember the Maslow hierarchy of need? The need for self-actualization, self-esteem, and all those stuff. Remember?
Yeah, I did read that.
So when you get to after the physiological need to safety need, the next one is, I think, self-actualization, self-whatever, and the last one. So after you have conquered the physiological need, safety need, and which other need again, the next thing is how you be recognized in the society. But there are some titles too that I frown at.
Such as?
Just because I travel from here to somewhere, I come back, I've become a title holder. And I also learned too from a very reliable source that some of those titles simply mean a stranger or a visitor. How does this sound, June?
Interesting.
Okay, imagine that you go to police headquarters in River State here. Everybody wearing the same uniform. How will you feel? You have the CP with his title, with his decoration, known by his decoration. Go to the body camp. You have the TOC. You have the gallery commander. You have. So it's just for preparation to show that this one has gone to this stage.
Yes.
And also, if you watch Coming to America, I don't know if you have watched that film.
Of course.
where Eddie Murphy was mopping the floor, and one white boy was encouraging him that he should work very hard, that he started as a cleaner too, that today is a supervisor. So there must be something motivating you and where you want to get to. And if there's no title, it means there should be no hustling there. We should be like being in heaven. That's why I don't like heaven. Thank you very much.
All right. So important is this for everybody to have a title, JJ says. Adebisi is speaking to us from Omoku. Adebisi, good morning to you. Baoni.
Good morning, Jude.
Welcome.
Yeah. You see, title is divinely, is divine, is divine, is defined divinely, because even in heaven there are hierarchies and there are titles. God is called God the Almighty. Even after God the Almighty, there is God the Mighty. Then the angels are also given titles. There are archangels, there are cherubims, there are seraphims. Then despite all these titles, which is meant to distinguish each person and his role, that doesn't mean that some cannot be negative despite bearing the title. So what title does is to give us identity and differentiate one man from the other. But that doesn't mean that even that man who has been differentiated using that title is better than others. It will require a test of his responsibility to be able to know whether he is better, far better than others who do not bear that title. But I think title is meant to distinguish one man from the other based on societal role and achievement over the period of lifetime. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Adebisi in Omoku. All right. So let's get to read messages now. WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Please do not call the WhatsApp number. It's strictly for receiving messages. All right. It's strictly for receiving messages. The WhatsApp and Telegram number. All right. Good morning, Jude. I think we love titles in this part of the world more than money. And sometimes if you don't address them based on their titles or profession, wahala will burst. Can you imagine, Jude? My lecturers in school back then in the other parts of the world, we called them by their names. Mr. Leo, Miss Helen, etc. There was no sir or doctor title. Hannah says, interesting. Now, hi, Jude. It is in Nigeria that our ego is as big as Olumo Rock. Wow. Didn't see that coming. To me, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't take you anywhere. Just be good at what you do. Your good job will speak for you. Lawyers are referred to as barristers. Yes, I know they are barristers. But, you know, do they feel the urge or, you know, what? Or do they compel you to refer to them as barrister? Like, if you have a friend who's a lawyer and you guys are out having a drink, would he want you to refer to him when you guys meet cute, pretty girls and say, oh, this is my friend, Barrister Jumoke? You know, like I said, is it really important to have those scenarios play out that way? 923, good morning. Hello,
good
morning, please.
Good morning, please.
Please turn off your radio set.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Okay, much better, please.
Okay, Jude, my name is Alose Charles.
Welcome, Charles.
Yeah, you know you are my best uncle.
Oh, interesting.
Good. You what did I just do now? I just called you by a title, uncle. So it is necessary. It is one of the functional prerequisites in the society that people address by who they are or for who they are. So I think title is very necessary. Don't you think there would have been a kind of an absolute acrimony if people are not addressed
by their titles
the way they are supposed to address, to be addressed. Okay, look at the God himself, calling him the Almighty God. We call him all sorts of names. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shama, Jehovah Rapha, you know. These are titles given to him as a result of what he stands for, as a result of his duty, as a result of, you know, his position on it. So, I don't think, for me, if I actually you know, attain any height that is supposed to be addressed or that is that has a title on it. And if you don't give me that title, that means you are denying me of my right.
Okay, so Charles, let me ask you. Now that Bajamila is suggesting that, look, there's a motion right now, it's going to be debated upon, that, you know, the members of the Senate and the, you know, the hallowed chambers, you know, House of Representatives, all of that, all right? They want to twist it, so they no longer come with Honorable Bajamila. You know, they want to remove that just to representative. Do you think that devalues that position?
Sorry. Come again, please.
Do you think it devalues that position if the, in quotes, honorables are no longer called honorables?
Okay. Whether it devalues the position?
Yes. Do you think it does?
Yes, it does. It does. They are supposed to be called a honorable because it is not an easy thing to make laws.
Mm.
You understand? So the first and foremost, the reason for the title was as a result of their position. Now that they want to abolish or remove that title from them, of course, they must be addressed with a particular thing. We must know them for a particular thing. They are called the honorable of the hallowed chamber, the hallowed green chamber. Those are also titles. You understand what I'm saying? So there is no way, even though they removed the honorable from their name, there is no way they will not be addressed somewhat that is, you know,
different.
That sends a signal that this is the people you are referring to.
Braid, honorable or no honorable, what say you? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
Welcome, Brain.
The truth is that we should understand that the title does not start within this 20th century. Title has started long years ago. And right now, the way it is, we are over abusing it. That is just the only thing. Because in them days, we have chiefs. We have kings.
Mm.
Even the Bible also has titles. Because there are some areas you see that they call God Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Nissi. Those are all titles which we know that his name is God. So, but right now, you see honorables, ordinary a counselor will tell you he's honorable. He's honorable to where?
But it's still a title. He stands out from the people who are in his locale. So he can fairly say, I'm an honorable.
For me, an honorable doesn't mean that you must hold a political office.
Okay.
Sometimes within even your working environment, people can see you as an honorable. What is an honorable? You have been honored, an honorary person. There are some degrees they award honorary.
Yes. Yes.
So for me, what stands out with me is somebody who has honored himself, who has given due respect to other people, and that should also be given to that person. Back. That is why people will look at you and call you honorable because you have so respected yourself. But people who have allegedly looted Nigerian treasury will be called honorable. That is not an honorable person. So we should also mind how we call that name, those titles. We should be able to see how we call and give those titles to people. Thank you, and God bless you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, thank you very much, Braid. this is getting very interesting. Hello, 923, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Am I on the
Yes, please, good morning.
Okay, my name is Richard, I'm calling from Unigo.
Good morning, Richard.
Just quickly, that's a quick one. The Bible declared that, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And so the word honorable. And I believe that the word honorable, once I said that it can be compared to man, but I think it's born into the lifestyle. The man makes the title, not the title making the man. Jabez's lifestyle was honorable. Even if his name was Cain, he ended his story, but he was honorable. It means he was something like the character. It's not about character, not about the title. As if I was going to come out, I don't want to make this observation. They've been using the word Jehovah, but the title of, it's not a title, that's the name of God. That's the only classified name of God. And it's a Hebrew word that means God. So you calling, it's like El, I am. These are the names of God. It's not a title of God. I can accept Almighty. And that's because we call it Almighty. It's not because we chose to call. It's called himself, I am. When he's asking, who would I say thank you? He said, tell him, I am, thank you. It's not a title. It's a presence. It's a character. It's his character. So, all this was, why accept what man can do? Because man likes title to the Lord. But let us say, let's be very kind of in how we put God into the spirit.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Seems as though he's about to run out of airtime. All right. So let's get to read a few comments. Just about four. I think I'll take one more call after I read the comments. The Nigerians are so focused on titles because they are generally very proud and egotistical. Now, a person's name and reputation is more important than titles. It makes more sense to work hard and do something worthwhile to be recognized rather than depend on titles to elevate oneself. But you don't get those titles if you don't, as it were, do something that makes you stand out. Right? Even if you were to buy a title, you must have had money, in quotes, to buy the title. So that in itself means that they've done something to elevate themselves, to make themselves stand out from the generality of the public. Anyway, the likes of Isaac Newton, Albert Einstein, Mark Zuckerberg, and Elon Musk, to name a few, probably have titles, but rarely anybody knows about these titles. Such people will forever be remembered in history because of their achievements, not titles. Mary in Port Harcourt says, interesting. Good morning. I am High Chief Amadi. Nobody should joke with my title. It is very important. I'm not joking. That's what's in front of me. I am High Chief Amadi. Nobody should joke with my title. It is very important to me. Ezra is speaking to us from Stadium Road. Ezra, good morning to you, please.
My name is Enzo.
I beg your pardon. Ezra is what came up on my computer. Good morning, Enzo.
How are you?
Good morning.
Nigerians and titles.
We
love title more than we love ourselves.
Interesting.
Honorable. Ask them what they even know the meaning of honorable. You don't know who they address as honorable. Like the Olakola said, the council of those addresses as honorable. They give anybody an appointment, SSS to the governor, he start answering honorable. Not even knowing the meaning of honorable. That the certain persons they call honorable, not everybody. Right honorable. Do they even know the meaning? Who tied to earth? My name is Enzo. There's no Mr. in my name. There's no chief in my name. There's no sign in my name. There's no guy in my name. Call me by my name. That's why my mama gave me. Everybody loves title. Who tied to earth? And funny enough, these are titles does not even reflect their daily activities. It's the quite opposite of what they preach. Answering title, chief. Kakato, one of Kakato. Yeah, they do that. Most of them, we know they love a lot of Nigeria. If you don't call them these are nonsensical title names, they get angry and offended. And I love that they're a chief, right? If you want to massage an average Nigerian, just call him chief, even when it's not the chief. Honorable, even when it's not the
Oh dear, Enzo. Apologies, Dad. Okay, all right. Good morning, Jude. Okay, so this broadcast is a free course for me. I'm learning a lot for free. Brian is my name. Welcome, Brian. Thank you very much. Well, the idea is to inform. Jude, it is important to be distinguished with a merited title because hard work should be acknowledged. Elder Chile with that comment. This title makes me laugh. Okay. Oh, really? Interesting. I have to research that. Talking about the Alaji title, I have to make a little research on that now. Okay, All right, facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. Just 1 minute before we sign out this morning, okay? Let's see. Lawmakers and titles, yes. There is a lot in that title, but the title has been abused over the years. So the core honorable, that's why the speaker wants to change of that title to representative. And it's a welcome idea, Basaj says. We must learn to call a spade by its original name. In other words, most of the actions and inactions does not properly define the title honorable. I think Femi Gbajamila and the House of Reps are less busy and don't have much to do. But need I remind them that Nigerians are suffering and may not be interested in whatsoever they are addressed as. Ned Aguma with that comment. Yeah, so there you have it. Well, thank you as always for joining us in our conversations. Big one coming up later on. We'll have Jubilee Wokoro and we'll be talking some legal issues.